see Reb Judah, I think of. Please, no, no, sit.
The Balatani Zechusa Yogin Aleinu came to Shklov and he cried out, Tamu Uru Kitoy Vashem. How sweet is the Scarabus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are not many people I know that have such a special and sweet way of crying out, Tamru Ukitoy Hashem. And it's a tremendous achus. I express with Rav Aaron our joy that Rav Judah is coming back home to Mishkafayim. And there's no Schwitz here yet, but in Mirza Hashem, one day there'll even be a Schwitz, Bezer Hashem. And Me'omka Delibi, the anchors of our Beis Medrash, one after the next, our Talmidim of Rav Judah, his Torah and his Ashpa is felt in the walls of this Beis Medrash. And Bezer Hashem, he should continue to go Mechayel L'chayel and continue to inspire all of us. The tremendous support that Rav Judah is here tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's just provides this thing. And and all the Mavak Shayemis, huh? This is what it takes for us to get together, huh? Okay. Hashem should bless us that we should get together. That's the main thing. Right? Even if it has to be for Torah. But it would be great for us to get together. So thank you for having me. This is what it looks like on a Sunday night in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish people sitting to learn Torah. It's pretty amazing. Kol hakavod. I just say that there's a lot of tefilos, and there's a lot of ritzonos, and a lot of she'ifa in these walls, even from before these walls were built. And this incredible movement, this awesome place that's being built, Hashem should bless this incubator of Kvod Shamayim, at this place of Torah and of Tefillah and of Avodas Hashem with Yerov and the Chaverim should just continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. We should open the doors wider and wider. This is what the neighborhood needs. This is what our chever needs. This is what our generation is waiting for. And I can only thank you for the incredible privilege to be able to be here. Especially, you know, over here, listen, being in Eretz Yisrael is the greatest thing in the world. We don't have to be worried that we're going to say anything that's not in praise of living in Eretz HaKodesh. Sunday is challenging for most of us still. Is that correct for most of us? Still have a little bit of the Sunday scaries? No? There was a time where, like, Sunday wasn't, you know, it was always Yom Rishon Meshabbos, but it wasn't always a work day. It wasn't always, you know, there was a time where, like, Motzei Shabbos was also Saturday night. So, to be able to, like, already Sunday night, not be in not be anywhere other than a Beis Medrash trying to learn Torah and grow together is something really impressive. The Shishi Mechol, the 6 days of the week, the days where we're working, where we're busy with Parnassa. Maybe it's not a rat race, but it's certainly some kind of a race. It's a person race. It's a Jew race. It's a race against, you know, exhaustion. It's a race against gravity to make it to davening in the morning, to make it to Seder in the evening, to be Kovetim on Torah. It's a race against the responsibilities that we have. And sometimes it just feels like the whole thing is a tension. Thinking over Shabbos, the whole dance or battle between Yaakov and Esav, between the lower element of mankind and our upper striving, between the Nefesh Bahamis and the physical reality of the world and that gravitational pull of our day-to-day, to that striving toward carving out time and space for the soul represented by the world of Yaakov Avinu, something that takes place every moment of every day of our entire lives. Think about the Avos. It wasn't any different for them either. Avram Avinu was busy with his Mikne Rav. He was Kaved Ma'od. I mean, he had a lot going on. Besides for whatever responsibilities were going on at home, which obviously is the main thing, he was busy on the international scene. He was schlepping around and busy fighting wars and busy dealing with community politics and busy dealing with leaders and busy dealing with his flocks and his real estate and the business dealings with the real estate and a small vayimina vayimin vasmeila this side of the Yarden and this fertile land and these camels and these goats and these sheep. He was busy with work. And Yitzchak Avinu with the Mei Sha'arim, Yitzchak, who swung the pendulum a little bit of a different way than Avram Avinu, and was much more of a person of boundaries, much more restrained in his public activity. Yitzchak Avinu was very busy. Also, he was busy with parnasa. He was busy with work. He was busy with the plishtim and digging wells. And Yaakov Avinu, we have a more of an example in Jewish history of somebody who was, wiped out on a Sunday night already, like that already the work week started for years and years and years and years, and they got messed over in business and was dealing with tricky guy all day. Meaning, okay, the speckle, the spotted, and the striped shigu is the secrets of Torah. Everyone's in the books about it. The secrets of Torah. Everyone, ain't kam makam harich. But really, like, this is the secrets of all Torah kula are in those sheep. But it's not for us to talk about. So we just feel like Yaakov Avinu, as he was busy, with these holy yichudim in his work. We're just exhausted and tired and broken from either keeping American hours or Eretz Yisraelika hours and dealing with mashkantot, hopefully, and then dealing with this, that, and the other, and trying to figure out bills that we can't read and don't understand. But it's not the secrets of the striped sheep. That's only for Yaakov Avinu. Lavan Garti. I mean, it was rough. It was difficult, and it was real. That's in Yonah Dioma that we're reading about in the Parshios. Anybody who's reading it, who was busy out there in the world, in the grind, is reading about the Avos, learning about the Avos, and if you're like me at all, very much identifying with that side of the narrative of Masa Avosim Levanim. Not just the Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, and the holiness of the Avos and those Midos, but the hustle of the Avos, and not just the hustle, but the side hustle of the Avos. The Avos being busy day and night in the world. So on the eve of Yud Tes Kislev, which is a day that Isaac from Hummel, and it was also echoed by the Rebbe Roshav, said it wasn't just the liberation of the Alter Rebbe from prison, but it was the liberation of God Himself, Keviyachol, LaHashem HaYeshua, the day where the teachings of Chassidus, particularly the system of the Balatanya, that freed God from the confines of Torah and Tefillah, from certain places and times in our spiritual pursuits, but opened up the recognition in a more expansive way that everything we're doing is an opportunity for Dveikus Bashem, and everything we're doing is an encounter with God. LaHashem HaYeshua, the Ribono Shalom came out of prison, so to speak, in Yutis Kislev, through the learning of the Tanya, through the perspective of Avavadas HaChassidus, Darkei HaChassidus, is that everything we're doing is an engagement of Kod Shamayim. I wanted to learn a little tonight about that, about this hustle, about the grind. And as an introduction, but we could learn an introduction. The last couple of years, I got very akdamos. Not akdamos. Those are more challenging. Although, I'm like haunted by like these images of like Rabbi Moshe Chalap and like Cook and like the Malachim and everybody, all these tzaddikim with the akdamos. I have a very hard time with the akdamos. So we'll get there, but the hakdamot of Svarim often is where a machaber puts himself into the book, those frames and gives context, their own personal experience, what their goal, what their intent is, it's their kavana, it's their kivun, what they're trying to give over or do or say or accomplish or leave over as a legacy or sort of represent in the world through the writing of the Sefer. The Sefer Chachmas Adam is written by the author of Chai Adam, Avram Danziger, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who lived at a time that was, it was a heavy time in Jewish history. He passed away, he left the world in the beginning of the 19th century, 1820, and was offered a position, a rabbinic position in Vilna at the end of the 1780s. He was offered a rabbinic position in Vilna. Just understand, like, Vilna Gaon, Chaim Volozhiner, and then he was offered a position in Vilna. He turned it down. A world-class Talmud Chacham, an incredible mind, a person of incredible hasmada, but turned it down, felt that his place in the world didn't have a lot to do with Kibbutz Avayim, had a lot to do with Ma'amari Chazal, that didn't want to work for the Tzibur or be Mefarnes from the Tzibur. He felt that his tafkid in the world was in the world, was out in business. And this was not a person who was lackadaisical and kind of like, you know, chill. So, listen, I don't want to like be in Vilna, so I'm going to go with the road in Leipzig. But he also wrote the Tefillah Zaka, friends. Remember Tefillah Zaka? How early do you have to get to shul on Erev Yom Kippur to say enough Tefillah Zaka? Right? Including the paragraphs that the fine print. That was written by Avraham Danziger. A person of incredible personal kedusha, of unbelievable striving, of unbelievable fire and intensity in Torah and in Avoda. Now, Sefer, the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, it's like a compendium of halacha. It's like hard to, I mean, really, for someone like me, to move through Mishnah Brura without his works that kind of help navigate bringing things down very practically for day-to-day balabat shel life. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was not a big fan of these kinds of works. In a similar way to when Reb Neuwirth, the Tzal, published Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Adam, it was almost universally panned by Gedolei Yisrael, like across the board, not across the board, Gedolei Yisrael criticized the work that said this is a disaster, this shouldn't be published, this is no good, it's going to kind of like take away, you know, real limud and real, let's say, bekiyus in halacha. You know, Dr. Grach has his own take on these types of svarim, but a compendium like Chai Adam or Chachmas Adam, Chaim Volozhiner were like not so thrilled about this, like, you know, dumbing down, so to speak, like, you know, like halacha WhatsApp groups. Like, look it up, learn the sugya, look at the Gemara, look at the Shulchan Aruch, go through the Rishon, go through the Achronim, and like learn the sugya like a mensch. However, nonetheless, he was like Yotze Megidrov and wrote an approbation in support of the Sefer because of his high regard for Avraham of Danziger. Now, he was Talmud of the Noda Behuda. He was not a lightweight. With all these credentials, he went out into the world to work. Now, there's a, parenthetically, but this is really the main thing. How often do we feel like our life is b'di'evet? How often do we feel like, you know, if we're like in our moments of reflection, in our moments of like self-scrutiny, we think about like our peak in Yiddishkeit. It's often not like, you know, a Tuesday night in my early 30s with like two little kids, you know, up crying after a long day of work, having like, you know, rolled into Mincha when they were starting Maariv, you know, 2 weeks behind Shnai Mikra, you know, with an exhausted wife who was already sleeping by 8:30, you know, and then like I sit down to like try to learn something, and next thing you know, it's like watching WrestleMania videos from the early 80s on YouTube. I don't necessarily think like those, like, oh, those were great, like those were days. I'm like, no, yeah, like that, like my second half of Shana Aleph, like those 2 weeks there, like, you know, like I don't remember that it was like every week was another yom or whatever it was during that. So like, there was like a couple weeks there I was like underlining a lot of stuff in the Gemara during the afternoon. So they're like, those were like really strong days. Like my third semester at YU, we were learning Sukkah. I had like a really great chavrusa, like Dov Asda. We started every day on time. Like, that was my peak. And then you get a certain point in life and we kind of like feel the sense of like, oh, the glory days are behind us. And there was like a certain time where like that was great, but that's like Bachar talk, or that's Avreich talk. Or that's for the talk of my neighbor who's in learning or in chinuch. But for me, like, the whole thing anyways is b'di'evid, so like, okay, I'll try my best, I'll be here to live. Because I'm out in the working world, and like, whatever, the spotted sheep and the speckled sheep and the striped sheep, like, but by Yaakov Avinu was a soda satora. But for me, it's just, you know, pushing boxes and banging nails and spreadsheets and, I don't know, trying to like, follow up emails. So Avraham Vanzig wrote this incredible compendium of halacha, with that stama of the Nefesh HaChaim, no less. The great interpreter of the Vilna Gaon system in Torah Lashma, who passed up a job as a Rav of Vilna. And here's what he writes: Kol Shel Davar Yadati Bez Hashem Kulam Yodu Shechibur Hazeh For Elas Gomor Hashem Erkin Cherkin Bekol Shechayim Pchutzim Imen. Listen, this is a good book. He like writes right away. He's like, I believe in this. This is an important work for guys like me, he says, guys like me, and for people who maybe don't have my background or my level of learning. For Balabatim, for people who are, you know, who are trying to close the month, maybe save a few bucks, you know, bring home some treats for Shabbos, and make it to Mincha Maariv, and spend some time, you know, with their significant other, and keep up with the parsha, at least till the end of Sefer Shmos. So this is for somebody who might not be a baki in Shulchan Aruch, who might not have all the poskim and rishonim at their fingertips, and I'm going to try to help lay out a system. Here's what he says, four lines down. Vinei adati, and I know this. Kislach hashu alai v'yomru. People are going to whisper and murmur behind my back and say, Halozeh ha'ish yadanu bo, shaya mesochrei eretz Frankfurt v'Leipzig yoter metetvav shanim. Oh, he's putting out a sefer? Wasn't he on the road? Wasn't he global status on United, schlepping back and forth, commuting to Leipzig and Frankfurt, selling textiles? Like, he's writing it, like, this is the one who's giving, who's this is the posik? Oh, meaning this is not a sefer from Rav Neventzel, from Shlomo Zalman. This is not from, like, it's not Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is not from, like, a big posik or Rav, whose life is immersed in Beis Midrash. This is from some business guy writing a book, like, this one from the one who was the business guy who was making bank in Leipzig, in Frankfurt? So I know that you're going to say people behind my back are whispering. But Taraso Amos Nases, like, where was he learning? Like, where was he learning all these years when he was schlepping back and forth, commuting, pushing boxes, buying, selling, busy with textiles? Says Rav Avraham of Danzig, v'hatorah ha'ida. And the Torah itself is made. Look at this. This is what we say. The Torah is made, and the Ramchal looks it. Lo me'aver le'yam hu she'ein ha'metzui lo v'tagrav lo v'sachorin t'to the Gemara itself says even that it's not, the Torah is not by the merchants. It's not on the other side of the ocean. It's not by the commuters. It's not by the ones sitting, you know, in the bus terminal or in the train station. And it's not by, okay, good, this is the shir on the Long Island Railroad for Dafyomi, and very nice that, you know, we could download and listen to shir on the Hawaii Torah, you know, the airport, and very good. You know, you can call up whatever you want on the, and people sit with the light and allow it. But the Torah, that's not where Torah is. Torah is in Beis Medrash Hatovo Lachi Yaakov Rishkasov Yisrael. Can a Chalim tell you? We're talking about Batei Medrash and Batei Knesset, places like Mavak Shemes. That's where you find Torah. That's where Hasmada is. Dalacha Achi. Listen, brother, open your hearts, he says. I mean, this is his language. Dalacha Achi. This is the end of the 18th century. This is not Shlomo in the 70s after coming back from Shlomo in the 70s in Haight Ashbury, like, you know, 1989, came back from Leningrad. Chever, open your heart. Listen, brothers and sisters. Dalacha Achi, the author of the Tfila Zaka. Kinesiyasi lemerchakim lo hayal kabetz osher chalila. What I was doing was not about money. It was not about rav. More and more and more and more, filling my storehouses with flax or whatever it is. Yoyed elav adon hakol. The Ribbono Shel Olam, God himself, the master of the world, will testify about me. Rak lefarnes b'nei beis. I was working to make a parnasa for my family. V'yirushi bi'adima avosaya kadoshim. And I have a tradition in my family, Yerusha from my family, and perhaps parenthetically from Avram, from Yitzchak, and from Yaakov Avinu. And his father was also a Rav. Said that he should work, should make a living, should work hard, should pay his bills. Sign the ksuba. You have a ksuba. You're bal chov. You have a ksuba. You're a bal chov. You have responsibilities. Mefarnes. Kein omer ani al atzmi hagam shenasati lemerchakim vayisi socher. I traveled. I schlepped. I was a businessman. I worked hard. Af chachmasi amdali. Kibin isiyasi laderech. When I was traveling on the way, dati alel. My das, what's das? Translated. Come on, it's Erev Yash Kislev. It's Erev Yitz Kislev. Let's get the language. What's das? My knowledge. What? Das implies not just information. It's not just content. But das implies contact. Integration of content. It implies knowing. The first place we have das in Torah is we have a tree of knowledge, and we have a tree of knowledge. And we have Adam and Eve knowing each other in a biblical sense. There's an intimacy, there's a connection with that idea. Das means an idea which is integrated, which is part of me. When I was traveling, when I was on the road, when I was working, dati alea, my mind was on it. Bishivasi b'chanut, when I was sitting in the store, when I was sitting in my booth in Leipzig, dati alea. My das, my mind, was consumed with it. Torah was on my mind all the time. I was never separate from it. It wasn't like some part of my life. It wasn't some corner of my existence that I like set time aside and checked in there, and then checked that box and then left it, and went back to my other life, so to speak. I feel b'shas masam matan pa'amim harbe. Even when I was busy with business haggling, back and forth on Excel, on shared documents, going from client to client, haggling, struggling, filing papers, insurance companies, back and forth. Hayadati aleh. My mind was on it. I was fully connected. I was always engaged. Here or Perish or Kushya, I was thinking about a sugya, about an idea. There was some nugget that I was going with. Mefrat b'shisha mitzvos asei, the six constant mitzvos that Rav Noach Weinberg didn't make up, just popularized, that I wrote about in Chayav and Klal Aleph at the very beginning. There's a constancy that we could be thinking about Hashem, and thinking about Torah and Yiddishkeit. Kiyamti b'atzmi, I fulfilled in my day to day. That I never left it. The Idolaya Sochrim and my fellow businessmen, the people who I'm with at the fair, the guys at the convention, the chevra who are on the bus with me, or the people who saw me in the waiting room or when I was going to visit clients, Jafila Baisnasi Asi Ba Leipzig, Lamanesi Li Kachani Gemara Mikro Mishnah. I always had a safer in my hand. Ashrei Mi Sheba, the Talmud al Biyado. Even better if we open it, but at least hold it. There was like it used to be before smartphones. It used to be that there was like a thing, like Bnei Torah went with Kahati Mishnayos in the shirt pocket. It was a thing. No, it was a real thing. It was a real thing. Kahati was a mission in the shirt pocket. I finished two Siddurim and Mishnayos. Kahati in my shirt pocket. That summer after I was in Eretz Yisrael, in my first year and a half of YU, in the pocket. I still have those little Kati Mishnais. Those are very meaningful to me. But with a sefer, Vafilu b'shas yirid, even during the time of the fair, which means what? Tax season. It means like when things are busy, even when it was yirid time. He's not talking about the chassidus sale at Benina Umar, the yirid. He's talking about at the fair in Leipzig. And he's going through his whole study. I'm not saying this to be haughty. I'm not saying this for cover. I'm not saying this to brag. Kimani machayai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if you learned a lot of Torah, meaning this is not, I'm not looking for stickers on my chart over here. I'm not looking for you to give me kavod over here because I learned Torah. That's what we're created for. I mean, this is a language that in the world of meaningful minute for us is an anathema. You should feel good, you're proud of the fact you put on tefillin every day. You have to, it's a chiyuv. It's language that already for many of us is already foreign. This is not language that works for us today, for many of us. You know, many of us believe one ought to feel proud that you put on tefillin today. We have to feel proud of our mitzvahs. But he's saying, like, okay, you have obligations. Mitzvahs are commandments. They're obligations. See, I learn Torah every day because that's what I have to do. Kim chayenu v'orech emeinu. It's my life and the length of my days. Now, in the back of our minds, we can say, okay, that's great because he wrote the Tefillah Zaka. Because, I mean, right, for a person who's like this, who the Nefesh HaChaim, you know, wrote Haskama for, who's offered the Rav of Vilna, so like for him, of course he can say this. Because he's a Masmid, Talmud Chacham, he had all his fingertips, of course. But for a guy like me, the striped sheeps and the speckled sheep, it's all the same. It's business is business, it's pushing boxes, it's money. Chaval, if that's the attitude. Chaval. Bless you. Bless all of you. This is one understanding or one approach, perhaps, that represents a worldview, that represents a derech of creating a dira b'tachtonim, specifically through limud haTorah, through dveikus b'Torah, through clinging to some sugya. I mean, the stories of Gdol Yisrael who would wake up in the middle of the night and run to go wake up the Chavrusa because they understood Pshat and the Rashba, or like, you know, Shmuel Rozovsky, the Tzal, time, like, you know, came home and took a Chaim because he saw that his Svara was he was Mechavin to his Svara, the Ramban, and like he was all excited, he made a Chaim. Wife says, the only time she ever saw him take a Chaim in his whole life. There's a certain school of Jewish tradition, a certain face of Klal Yisrael, where Take literally the Talmud Torah connected kula, and that to be engaged with Hashem means being in the sugya. It means da'ati aleha. That means wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we're driving a bus, we're working on the computer, you're designing something, you're designing a, you're cutting something, or working in some way in real estate or in business or whatever it may be, busy with researching and da'ati aleha. There's some other part of the brain that's connected and moving all the time with Divrei Torah, with some sugya, something where I left off. The Alter Rebbe explains the Torah Or, but that's called a Kesher to Torah through Pnim, on an internal level, in a very specific way. There's different, the same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in the world can be categorized both as from the outside in and from the inside out. Mamalei kol alman and mesavev kol alman. God is both mesavev, surrounds all worlds, but God is also imminent. Mamalei kol alman. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our life is called makif, surrounding, which is the context of existence. And Hashem is also pnim. There's also a way which is particular, specific. Not just the context, but the content of every moment. So Alter Rebbe explains that this dichotomy also exists in Limud HaTorah. There's a kesher in Torah called Pnim. I'm learning such and such daf in Nida, and such Tosfos in whatever Iyun Shir that's going on once a week in the community, or I'm learning whatever it is in the Halacha Chabura with Rabbi Rich. Or Rav Eisenstein, we're learning a specific sugya together, or some project I'm working on, an article you're writing, or whatever it may be. Or, you know, in the middle of a Rashi, you know, in Shvi in Vayishlach. That's our Keshet HaTorah in Pnim. There's something specific I'm working on, learning Mishnayis with with my son for his bar mitzvah, and we're holding in such and such a place in Noshim. Or working on some siyum for the community, and this is what I've chosen. There's something that's called pnim, that's specific, that's internal, it's particular, that's imminent, that's relating to Hashem on the level of memale kolam. God is filling that moment or that experience in that particular time and place, in that specific sugya or approach. But then there's a level of relating to Torah, Alter Rebbe explains, called makif. That from the moment that we were born, we have a relationship with Torah. Like it's like riding a bike, like the Gemara Nita says. We learned it all before we came into the world, and now we're reclaiming it. We're remembering everything that we learned in utero. The kesher to Torah doesn't necessarily depend on a sefer being open. It doesn't necessarily depend on a specific sugya or an understanding of it. There's a kesher to Torah that a yid has that Oraisa, the Torah, and a Yid, a Jew, are inextricably bound and rooted in godliness. Kuchabricha, Oraisa, and Yisrael are Chad. So that regardless of what I'm doing or not doing, or understanding or not understanding, the Torah is part of me and I'm part of it. Literally described as a letter in the Torah. And those letters of the Torah are the building blocks of creation. They're the supernal building blocks of the alphabet soup of the primordial alphabet soup of creation. God looked into the Torah and used it as the blueprint of creation, means that everything that we are and do and are with is Torah. Like the Kedushas Levi explains, the Levi Sberditchev explains, that a Yid is always engaged in Torah. There's a way of engaging in Torah called Pnim, called I'm looking inside of a Gemara, called I'm reading a Ramban, called I'm reading a Sisei Chaim or a Mesil Sharim or a Baal Shem Tov, I'm learning something inside that's called Pnim. And then there's a Kesher to Torah called Makif, that like sitting, cutting, preparing for Shabbos, cutting vegetables, and paying attention that the cutting board is the part of a cutting board, and that I'm about to cut scallions with a knife that's milchik. I have to hold on, stop for a second and like consider what am I doing over here and be mindful, so to speak, or be conscious of it and be aware and careful of what I'm doing, also known as Yirat Shamayim, also known as Shmir Salacha, whereas the Kedusha Slavi would say at that moment the person is learning Torah. The person is opening up, so to speak, opening up, double clicking on like files and documents inside of our mind and the desktop of our brain to try to like download and see all those sugyas to see what to do. It might happen in a split second. But it's not intuitive. It's learned and it's recalling. That's called Torah. We're having a conversation and we see that it's heading in a direction where it might, God forbid, get to a place of talking bad about someone, and then we kind of do one of these capoeira moves in the conversation to twist it around and go a different direction and talk about something else. That's recalling dozens of halachos, that's recalling days and days and days of daily shmiras halacha learning. That's recalling muster shmuzin about being careful of how we talk. That's recalling stories about the Chafetz Chaim. That's called limud haTorah on a certain level, if Kedushas Levi says. That's called being maharher in Torah, it's thinking through Torah. That's a level of engaging the makif of Torah without actually opening up a book. The Yid is constantly involved in Torah, consciously and subconsciously. Perhaps a more expansive interpretation or perspective about engaging Torah during the grind of the 6 days of the work week as an alternative or as another way of seeing things, as a complementary way of seeing things from the perspective of the Chachmas Adam, is represented by this Torah on the left side of the page in the Kutei Halachos from Rav Nassim. Rav Nassim explains this makif, so to speak, this like context of a Jew always being connected to Torah with real tmimus. I mean that's Rav Nassim's calling card, and this is what's represented here. At the end, by the way, at the end of this, of the Hakdama, Telchafos Adam. I remember this hit me in a very strong way, like in a very powerful way when I learned it. I stopped for like a real couple minutes, and had to swallow very hard and think about Bittul Torah and think about using time effectively and using time well and taking time seriously. Because he writes at the end, that as Rabbi Tarfon says, that we know that the derech of Torah is that a person is a person could say b'derech halatza, just before we get to Nosson. People joke around. It's like people who are on the road, people working on the docks, or people around the water cooler, or people working in Hask, and they say, "Oh, Hask, get there. Oh, we have some more work. We're at work here. What are we supposed to do? We're working here. Used to be in yeshiva, and when I was in Avrich, when I was in Brus, or when I was in Mir, when I was here, when I was there." So that was one set of standards. There's one set of rules. But now we're here out there in the real world, so to speak, and out here in the field where we fight for our meals. So it's a wasteland of ruchnius, so whatever. There's a different set of rules. But Tarfon says, there's a chiyuv. The chiyuv zeh, take a look at that bottom line. And this is mamash, the bottom line. The chiyuv zeh b'chol eis uzman. The obligation of hagisa b'yomam v'layla, of learning Torah every moment, it's constant. It's always. In every place, in every position, in every moment. The person is never absolved from. Pasuk says, "V'shipecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha b'aderech," at home and on the road. "V'lai mimeni lamdu b'mai," maybe my children and people will learn from me. "Yotzecha latzai," maybe my descendants will learn from me. That even when a person is in Leipzig, in Frankfurt, working hard day and night, working American hours, trying to squeeze it out, a person could always do more. And that'll be a little bit of a schus for me. And this Reb Nosson, in a complimentary and perhaps exposing a different facet or a different face or a different perspective in Torah, darshans the pasuk slightly differently. The top of the left side, "V'zeh b'shiftecha b'veisecha v'lachtecha b'derech v'shalach b'chov kumecha v'zeh b'chinas ma'ashe dikdeg rabbeinu zal v'kosav sham v'tara zel she'ikir ha'tikun," that the primary way of fixing, and what that means, ikir tikun, perhaps means bringing together all the pieces that are fragmented in this world, being miyached, shemutke, involvedke, fixing ourselves and our purpose in the world, being connected to truth, being connected to our purpose, ikir tikkun. The way that is achieved, al yidei shemekasher es libo, lahanekuda hashayich libo ve'es hazos, by attaching ourselves, so to speak, by connecting the innermost place in our heart. There's an akuda called Nekudas HaLev. Everything in the world, Nachum explains, has a heart. Everything has an outside, and everything has an inside in creation. There's a body, and there's a soul. There's a world, there's an outside, and there's a heart of that world. Even the heart, the inside, has an inside. And the ikar tikkun, the ultimate fixing, fulfilling our purpose in creation, is attaching ourselves, our heart, the innermost point of us, to what is happening at that moment. In other words, imagine going somewhere. The point is chibur, connection, das, integration. Imagine trying to get reception on our phone, trying to find connection. We open up the Wi-Fi and trying to pick up a signal. There's different signals everywhere you go. Over here, there's like the secret Shin Bet truck. You have that? I saw that on my Wi-Fi right as I walked in here. There's a Wi-Fi channel on this block called the secret Shin Bet truck. Somebody's doing good shtick. We're in the Nile over here. I don't know. Some good shtick over here. When you walk somewhere in a public thoroughfare, there's lots of different things come up on Wi-Fi. And the person has to be open. The channel has to be open in order to pick up that frequency. The heart has to be open in order to pick up the frequency of shiftecha b'veisecha, v'lechtecha b'derech, v'shach b'chav kumecha. There's different frequencies and opportunities. Like Nosson explains, like a sliding state of yichud Hashem, depending on the situation and depending on the stage of life. the frequency of a bacher or an avreich, a person sitting and learning, is different than the frequency of a person who's out working at parnasa. Different thing. The frequency of a person who's married is different than the frequency of a person who's not married. The frequency of a person with little kids is different than the frequency of a person with older kids. It's a different Wi-Fi channel. It's just a different mitzvahs. And the Iker Tikkun is trying to like navigate that flow, navigate that channel in order to pick up the frequency where the Nekudas Halev could be engaged. There's a lot to talk about and explain. I mean, it's actually everything. There's nothing else really to talk about other than this. Someone who's truly searching for truth. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever stage we're at, whatever level we see ourselves at, we are able to open our heart and attach ourselves to the purpose of that moment. We're able to receive whatever frequency of Yichud Hashem, our opportunity for Dveikus, that's taking place, that's presenting itself, so to speak, at that moment. For certain, in every moment, Leipzig, Frankfurt, on the train to Tel Aviv, on the bus to Yerushalayim, sitting in the Machsan, bless you, connecting ourselves to whatever's taking place in Albany or whatever it is you're working. Whatever level, whatever matter, speckled, spotted, striped. And maybe it's manifest in a Mishnah, maybe it's manifest in a Daf Gemara, maybe it's manifest in a little bit of something that we're connecting to a meaningful minute somewhere here or there. For me, I leave Safari open on the desktop. And bain l'bain, when things are loading, I steal a moment here and there, a Mishnah here and there. Have it open, Safaria, Hebrew English, Psachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin today. Working through Shas Mishnayis. In my mind, I'm a Bal Dinyan, a Bal Taiva also, but also Bal Dinyan. I have like this grand, like Ruein Bengis style Dinyan that I'm going to make a massive scene on my desktop computer. Mishnayis. It's separate than the daily Mishnayis. It's not my daily Mishnayis learning. It's not Daf Yomi, it's not Mishnayis. It's the Bain L'Bain stealing a moment here and there. Now, Reb Nosson writes letters to his son, Reb Yitzchak, who was going through lots of things in Parnassa, and always, everything was always, it's a brachin. And Reb Yitzchak was working at a post office. He like was literally like he was one post. He was literally working in a post office. He just gotten divorced, and they run out of town for being breastlovers. And he was working in a post office, and he asked his father for a word of chizuk. Like, what should I do? Here's a person whose life was spent in his bodedus and in chatzos and his in Torah and tefillah, and now he was on his own out there in the world. What should I do? How should I be mekasher myself? How should I connect the nekudas halev? Like, to that moment, how should I maintain dveikus and my identity as an Eved Hashem, my identity as a Ben Torah? You know, Nassim told him, Inze, open up Safaria and Chapam Mishnayis from your pocket and steal a moment here and there during lunch listening to why you talk. My brother-in-law, Ari Goldberg, the Simon Shas a bunch of years ago, literally, he would listen to the Jewish agency during lunch. The second he had his lunch break, he would put on his earphone, take out his Gemara, and learn his daf. And then he found that at the time in the afternoon, he got his break. Instead of like hocking around, he put on his earphones and learned Nachiyomi. That's not what Reb Nosson said. Reb Nosson said, you want to know how to be an Eved Hashem there in your job in the post office? Like, make sure that when you put the stamps on, that they're straight. And when you weigh the mail, make sure that you weigh it carefully. So make sure you wipe off the scale first, and then you weigh the envelopes carefully, that you shouldn't charge anybody extra, and that it should be done with tmimus. It should be done erlich. Because b'chol derechecha da'ehu, titchaber. Recognize that our relationship with Torah is not just in stealing that omad and that daf and that mishnah and a little bit of Mrs. Sharm here and there. That too, yomam v'layim, bevadai, 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 Talmud Torah keneged kulam. but also make sure the stamp is on straight and know that that's a real thing. Because in the end of days, the Gemara says, I mean, it's a striking Gemara. In the end of days, we know, B'shar shemachnisin adam adin, Gemara in Shabbos says, when we stand before the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, we stand before God and have to answer for our life and make an accounting for our existence. First question that we're asked is, Masata v'natata b'emuna. Which al pishat means, did we do business faithfully? Did we conduct ourselves honestly? Make sure the stamp is straight. Make sure that the spreadsheet we're working on, or that the real estate deal, or that the client is getting the proper attention, they're paying for an hour, make sure they get that hour. Erlich. Tumim. Make sure that when we're doing our job, we're doing our job properly. Our connection, it's not bittul Torah. Our connection to Torah is b'makif, is mesavev kol alim. We are a letter in the Torah. We are the blueprint in which our existence is unfolding, is making sure that we're reviewing the contract properly. Making sure that we're measuring and cutting and doing exactly what we have to do appropriately. Nasata v'nasata b'muna, v'natata b'muna. The Rebbe likes to say something, just to take a step back. It's not just about being honest in business. We have many, many, many halachas and many, many psukim in Torah that demand and that insist we work with honesty. That, but it's bigger than that. Nasata v'natata b'emuna means, did you have emuna in the work that you're doing? Was your entire life those 6 minutes when you pulled out the Mishnah and stole the Mishnah? Because that calls into question the other 12 hours a day. See, the challenging part with the Mahalach of the Nefesh HaChayim and by extension, the Chachmas Sadeh, the Chayadav, the Avraham of Danzig, is that if my day is meaningful only by the amount of time I learn and daven, at a certain point in life, maybe it's your 30s, maybe it's your 40s, maybe it's your 20s, it's your 50s, at a certain point in life, we turn around, we look at the big spreadsheet, we look at the pie chart of our existence, and discounting the amount of time we went to the bathroom and ate supper and commuted and spent, you know, on shopping lists and in traffic and brushing our teeth and sleeping. I mean, like, okay, spending time with family, that was meaningful, okay. But I think the amount of time we actually was frontally engaged in Torah and Tefillah, the pie chart is a very scary pie chart. It's a pachad of a pie chart. If my meaning in life and my self-identification as an Eved Hashem, the person who strives for Dveikus and truth in my life, depends on that sliver of the pie chart, something for Heartbreak City. Even if Safari was open, even if like Ruvei Bengis and made a siyum on Shas from the time of learning Gemara, waiting for the wedding to start, or for the train to arrive, or for the people to come into the meeting. Even stealing those moments in Frankfurt and Leipzig doesn't account for the vast majority of day, the vast majority of weeks and months and years of our existence out there with the speckled striped sheep. So a more expansive sense of self, of recognizing that there's a way of achieving das, of being mitchaber, dati alea, of maintaining our integration, our kesher to Torah and Yiddishkeit to Hashem Yisbarach, in our work, in our day to day, doesn't only depend if the Torah is open in front of us. But do I believe in what I'm doing? Do I believe that every step I take in my work, even if it's boring and it's busy work and it's pushing pencils and whatever it may be, is a hechsher mitzvah fulfilling my ksuba of l'avda l'shamra? Or am I stuck in the notion that everything I'm doing is a punishment because of the menchava and the nachash, and b'zeyas ha'pecha tocha alechem, and it's a klala, and it's golos, and it's kotz v'dardar. And if you print, most of us, most of the time, if we're mevakshei emes and we're honest about it, most of us, most of the time, when we're stuck in those moments, we'll probably say that we feel like, whatever, what are you going to do? We have to work. Whatever, we're fixing the original sin, we're stuck, we kicked out of Gan Eden, we have to work. And it's bitter, and it's b'di'eved, and the whole construct of our existence is b'di'eved, because really, we want to get back to Gan Eden Mikedem, the way it was beforehand, that hopefully when Mashiach comes, we'll all be able to sit and learn all day at the Shtender. Sata benatata be'emuna. Do we believe in la'avda u'l'shama? Do we believe that the way Hashem made the world is good? And that before we were kicked out of Gan Eden, and before this whole narrative unfolded of Klala, and of Tikkun, and of Birur, and Oy, Kapara, there's something called La'avda L'Shamra. Hashem says, you're my partner in creation. And when you go out to work, and you work like a mensch, a little mishnayas in your pocket, whether it's open or closed, and you're careful with the stamp, and you carry yourself, besimcha, with chiyas, that's called being a shutuf. That's called being my partner in Mas Bereishis. Believing in our, that's called believing in your life. That's called living with the tree of life. That's called the tikkun of the Eitz HaDas. Because that's really called Das. That's called Das Elyon. That's called being integrated and connected with Hashem all the time. I mean, there wasn't a Torah those days. That was before Sinai. That was before Har Sinai. There was a way of being with Hashem. And it's a choice. It's a choice to believe. Emunah. And that's Yerusha Hima Avoseinu. Emunah. The Baal Tanya is Yerusha Hima Avoseinu. Emunah is something not for us to have to learn new, but it's something for us to reveal. And if we want to talk Masa Avoseinu Labanim, these Parshiyas, look at the Avos. They're busy. They're busy. And they believed in their lives. The Pachim Ketanim Yaakov went for, because those belong to me. Those are mine. Those are my Pachim Ketanim. He hustled. Erlich. They were busy. They had strategy. They had business acumen, real estate, buying and selling, politics, medicine, Avram Avinu with his gem, the concierge services, catering. They were whatever it was, whatever tchum we're busy with, they were busy with it also. Ma'asavos and Labanim. But do we believe in it? Do we believe in what we're doing? La'avdo l'shamra. Because if we believe in what we're doing, then we can believe in the Torah we're learning too. The Torah is not a shmata like with Tzimari Zilberg or something. The Torah is not a shmata for us to wipe ourselves off from the zoom of our day. Paska zoom also, and the whole narrative is, oh yeah, I was a shmata goy today, so I have to come to the Beis Medrash and be here a little bit for a few minutes and learn a few mishnayos, and I'm a Jew again. La'avdo l'shamra, an erlich a Jew in the field, in the gas, in the street, and in the Beis Medrash and in the home. Tocha kavaro, we're over the Hashem. We're with God all day, busy with keeping halachas, choshen, mishpat, and yoredeya, and orachaim, and every single aspect of our lives. We're reviewing what to do, what not to do, how to do, how to be, is an expression, is a manifestation of Torah, of Da'at Olah. That's what the pnimius of the Chachmas Adam is. And that's what Nosson's saying. In Adama ha'avodah b'beisol ha'avodah b'derech. The way that we're relating to and connecting with Hashem at home, and the way we're connecting with Hashem in the street, in the Beis Medrash, in shul, and at work, it's different. Each time is a different facet of who we are. Different expression of our personality, different persona, different side of ourselves, but it's all of it calling out Kvod Shamayim. All of it expressing our inner desire to be a partner with Hashem in creation and sustaining the world. Al Yidei Torah. Through living Torah Dik. Doesn't always mean learning Torah. Whenever we can. And when we can't, we're living Torah. But we're never separated from it. Tzarev Chanukah. And if you read the Musar Sfarim, the Shmuzin of Rosh Yeshiva, of Mashkichim, the contemporary Musar Sfarim, I actually don't. I can't say in front of Eisenstein. But I don't know. The Chassidim, read the Chassidim, because they were working. Or read from the Gemara, because they were working also. The Tanayim and Amorayim were busy during the day working, and then they came home and lit Chanukah candles. Ad shetichla regel min ashuk. Meaning, if you read the Svarim, these modern day Svarim, I'm not saying bad. I was dealing these two at a certain point. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bnei Torah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Lomid Torah, Bnei Torah for people Osek and Torah. So is Purim, so is Pesach, so is everything. It's not bad, but it's not bad. What about me? When do I get to celebrate? What do I get? A Lag BaOmer. That's not that Lag BaOmer. When you're a null Berushos HaTorah, you go to Meiron. That's for the for I throw it to the Sfardim and the Chassidim. Everybody else is. But just I'll pshat. Look at the Gemaras in Chanukah. Achetich LaRegel Menashuk. The whole construct of trying to define the parameters of how to be Meir, the light of the menorah, which is the light of Torah. The light of the menorah, which represents Chachma, the light of the menorah, which represents divine illumination. Ner mitzvah the Torah or oraisa oraisa oraisa. The way that we're the way that Chazal are explaining to us and defining for us how our souls can shine, how we illuminate the world. These turmadoim, these wood schleppers, these wood who are looking to make an extra buck, stay keeping their basta open a little bit later for the chevra to, like, you know, they're the last ones, the ones who are working the most. That's the upper limit of when we can light our menorah. The ein kan makom laharich, but everyone understands what that means. Everyone understands what that means. Coming home after working, whether you're working as a magid shir or working as a rosh hashiva or working as a pencil pusher or working as a whatever it may be, work is work. You come home at the end of the day, atchetech leregel manashuk, to light our Hanukkah candles, not chas v'shalom to justify our, everything that happened the previous 12 hours, but as a capstone, as a continuation of it, as a way of celebrating it, knowing that everything we're doing in this world, everything that we're doing in the workplace, it's Leipzig, Frankfurt, it's Ramat Bechemesh, wherever it may be, everything that we're doing in the workplace and in the street is being marvet kvod shamayim, la'avda u'lishamra, it's tree of life, it's expression of dveikus. And when we're lighting our candles to that point, where we're measuring it based on what's happening in the shuk, the Gemara is very deliberate and very specific to know that every single one of us is being makadosh shem shamayim in everything that we're doing, and all of our efforts and our desires and our shifas to learn Torah, Hashem takes great nachas and takes great pride in it. Hashem should help us that yomam v'layla, we should continue to strive to learn all that we can, to learn as much as we possibly can, and to celebrate, to feel good about even a little bit that we're doing, to celebrate the pachim katanim, to celebrate the little bit of oil that illuminates all of the worlds. And Ritz Hashem, we'll have a new year in learning Chassidus and in Darkei Chassidus and Yiddus Kislev, an expansive year of understanding Dveikus Bashem, Mamale Kolam, Mesaviv Kolam, Makif and Pnim, with the safer open, with the safer closed, with it in our pocket or on our shelf. Hashem should help us to know that we're always Makushar Tetorah, we're always being Marbet Kvot Shemayim, we're his partners in creation and bringing great Nafas. Thank you.